Who are you going to pick for your organisation? Who are you going to work for? What kind of boss are you looking for? What kind of clients or customers would you like to have in your business? What about what kind of relationships do you want to have? Personal relationships, business relationships. What are you looking for in people? And it's a question that I often ask. In fact, it's one of my go-to questions when I meet somebody for the first time. What do you look for in a human being? And I always find it really interesting because there's obviously lots of different answers. I ask CEOs and managers and bosses of large organizations, what are you looking for in people? What are the character traits or the characteristics that you're looking for when you either employ people or put people into your organization? I'm really interested to ask coaches of sporting teams, producers of movies, musical producers, when you are choosing a musician, when you're choosing a person to star in your movie, when you're choosing to put somebody onto your team, what are you looking for? And obviously, the return of that, people would ask me the same thing. And there's obviously lots of different answers. And as I ask that question, what are you looking for in a boss, in an employee, in a partner, in a human being that you're going to have in your life? I'm sure that you have lots of character traits or types of people or things that you really look for in the human race. And mine are really a very simple, and I always use them as a go-to because there's only three. And if you have a look at the people that I have in my life, it's fairly obvious that these would be really important to me. And I ask you that question because a lot of relationships fall apart, business and personal, because we go into them without a set list of standards, and I call it non-negotiable standards list for the humans that you put into your life. And we get to make that list ourselves. Nobody forces us to, well, you have to have this person, you can't have that person. We get to decide who we put in our lives. And I always find it interesting because if we went on holidays or if we're going to buy a house or we're going to buy a car, we've usually got a list of things that we definitely don't want and we definitely do want. If you go to the travel agent, you might say, I definitely don't want to fly in a plane, or I definitely do want to fly in a plane. I definitely want to stay in a 5-star hotel, or I definitely want to stay in a camping ground. But we've got a fairly good list of things that we want to do for a holiday. We want our car to be 2-wheel drive or 4-wheel drive. We want it to be diesel or petrol or electric or battery. And we say that to the car dealer, this is what I want. If you're going to buy a house, it's got to have 4 bedrooms, or it's got to have a swimming pool, or it's got to have a double car garage. Or we have a list of things that we want. Why is it that we seem so hesitant to put that same list on paper or firmly implanted in our brain when it comes to who we put into our life as a human being? And the reason I'm asking the question is there are so many relationships that go south real quickly, or so many relationships that are unproductive, or they're ugly, or they're nasty, or they're disrespectful. But if you went back and did some zero-based thinking and said, would I go into that relationship again based on what I know now, the answer may be no. So my suggestion has always been, well, how about you have a list of non-negotiable standards before you go into any relationship, so then you can decide at the start whether or not this is going to be the right person for you, not halfway through where the relationship starts getting ugly. So I'm asking you to have your own non-negotiable list, and just to help the process get started, if you haven't got a list already, this is my three simple list. Number one for me is a person who's open to learning. That for me is the most important thing in a human being, because for me, everything after that is easy. If you have people in your life who are not only just, and I'll rephrase, they are committed to learning. So yes, people often say that, yes, I'm open to learning, but when was the last time you learned something? For me, the people in my life have to be the people who are, they're learning every day. They're aiming to get better at what they do every day. They're aiming to learn about the world, learn about themselves, learn about relationships, learn about financial planning, learn about having a great relationship, having a great career. They're learning every single day. And that kind of person, you can put them in any situation. For example, if you had to take them to a country they'd never been to before, they'd learn about it. They wouldn't be scared about it, they'd learn. If you had to take them to a social event where there was a stack of people they didn't know and that it was a culture they weren't used to, they would learn, what do I need to know to go to that particular event? What do I need to learn about those particular people to be able to communicate effectively? those people then for me are also not arrogant, because arrogance seems, and there's different definitions of course for arrogance, but for me arrogance is that I know it but I don't do it, or I pretend to know it and I don't do it. And that's really ugly in any human being, of course, because if somebody comes along with a better idea or a new idea or something exciting, then the person who's arrogant is closed to learning new stuff. And I find that not just unattractive as a human characteristic, but I don't understand how a human being can even exist effectively without wanting to learn new things. So that's my number one. For me, number two is passion. I am just absolutely attracted to, in every human being, regardless of what their passion is, I just love to see a human being that's passionate about something. Now, and that comes from anything from how are you today, where people go, not too bad, wish it was Friday. They're obviously not passionate about living today because they can't wait till Friday, and they're miserable today because it's not Friday. Right through to, I love people that are passionate about cars or motorbikes or rock climbing or building houses or beekeeping or singing. I don't care what it is. I just, in it for me, in a human being, a character trait of passion is so important because it means there's a focus and there's a drive and there's a commitment and there's a reason to get up. If you're passionate about something, if you're excited about something, then things like depression and anxiety, even low self-esteem and low self-confidence are very rare, because when you're passionate about something, it becomes your focus and you are excited to get up and do it. I'll say that twice, get up and do it. The people who don't have passion in their life, they're just existing through their life. They're going to a job they don't really like, or they've got a relationship that they aren't really excited about. I love watching people that have been married for 40, 50, 60 years and they're still holding hands and still kissing each other passionately, and they share with you that, yes, we have this fantastic sex life and they've been married for 60 years. I love that, versus watching an old couple sit in a restaurant, they're not talking to each other because they've been married for 60 years and we've got nothing left to say to each other. So yes, number one for me is committed to learning. Number two is passion, and I just love it. I love meeting passionate people, and I love this, the way they live their life. It's different than people that don't have any passion. And then the third one for me is the ability to communicate what's inside you with other people. So if you are open and committed to learning, and if you are passionate about what you do, people are attracted to that, but it's like a character trait. And I suppose if you look at the way that the world works, it would be called X Factor. It's the people who have something special, something unique, something different. And they can then use that to inspire and motivate whatever it is in other people. And some people might call that a leadership skill. And I'm not trying to confuse X Factor with leadership, but the ability that you attract people to you because you're open to and committed to learning, and because you're passionate, then there's something about you that people want to be involved in. Now, that can also be a very dangerous thing. I understand that. But I'm also very respectful of that. There are some leaders in the world who are absolutely leading people in the wrong direction, but they have that thing. They have that X factor. They have that leadership skill that they are capable of inspiring and motivating people to do something, whether that's right or wrong. But the reason I respect that so much is that, of course, comes from one and two. When you're constantly learning and when you're really passionate about something, the natural progression is that people will be attracted to you. You don't put it on. It's not a front or a mask, or you're not pretending. It's something you actually have no control over. But because you are so passionate about what you do and you're so willing and wanting to be the best in the world at it, then other people are attracted to that. And then, of course, what you're doing adds value to their lives because you're showing people that it's possible. This is the expression that you'll often hear from my third characteristic. If they can do it, I can do it. If they made it possible, then it's possible for me. I didn't think that anybody was capable of doing that, and they did it, and so now I believe that I can too. And that, of course, only comes from people who are open to learning and they're passionate about something, so they drive forward to make that thing happen. So those characteristics such as discipline and commitment and focus and those beautiful things that all successful people have, They're, of course, on my list, and I really don't think that as a successful human being could live without them. But for me, the top three things that I look for in a human being is that committed to learning. I was going to say commissioned. They're absolutely committed every day to learning and becoming better and doing more and achieving more and just doing more because they're so open to getting better. Obviously, that comes from passion, which is my number two. And my number three is the X factor, the ability to inspire other people to be more than what they are because you did it, because it's possible. Because you make other people feel that it's possible. I'll give you another example. In a tough situation, a person with X factor who's got rock solid self-esteem and they really want to help other people to do better for themselves. If there's a tough time or if there's a horrible things happened or most people will panic and get angry or anxious or depressed or fall in a heap. But my third characteristic person would never do that. They're always going to be the strongest person, the most passionate person, the most cool, calm and collected person. Doesn't matter whether things are going good or bad because it's who they are. So how about your list? The people that you're going to put into your life. What do you need them to have and not to have? What's your non-negotiable list? And I'll share mine again so that you can start, if you haven't got your list already, you can start putting yours together. For me, it's I have to have people in my life who are committed to learning and getting better. I have to have people in my life who are passionate about whatever it is that they do. And they have that X factor, which then inspires other people to do what they want to do and be the best that they can be simply because this person exists. If you are the kind of person that helps other people become better and perform at their best and be their most best human being possible, if you have that capability of inspiring people to do that, it's a very special thing. So who's on your list or what's on your list? And just to protect yourself, be really aware that you don't put people into your life that don't fit into your non-negotiable list. So the reverse of that, and just to finish off with, is that I would never invest time in people that are closed off to learning, people who have people who say this, I know that already, I've heard that before. It's a good reason for me to not have them in my life because it means that they're never going to get any better. I have a real challenge with people, how are you today, not too bad, wish it was Friday. I have no time for people like that because if you are passionate about something, you have a purpose, you have a reason to get up, and that whole averageness exists through life, and my life's ordinary, it just doesn't exist. So it's something that I won't accept in my life, and I certainly won't accept people into my life who they're happy with average, they're happy with being the same as everybody else. I really want people in my life who have that X factor, who want to stand out from the crowd and be unique and different and be themselves and be proud of who they are, not trying to be like the rest of the crowd, not follow the fashion and the everybody's got it getting a tattoo so I'm going to get one, everybody's getting a beard so I'm going to have one, everybody's following that diet so I'm going to go on it, everybody's doing that so I'm going to copy. It's one of those character traits that I just have no respect for. I really respect the people who stand for something, they believe in themselves and they would die for what they stand for. How about you? What kind of people are you going to put into your life and what kind of people are you not accepting in your life? It's a great question.